Today, thinking what to speak about, I want to speak about the shaykhus of Ilyonavi and the Gula. Being of Ilyonavi is one of the most, I might say, fast chmein as kids. You know, he comes to the night of Pesach, waiting for Ilyonavi to come in. The shaykhus of Ilyonavi, The shaykhus of Ilyonavi to Mashiach is something which is ingrained in children from a very young age, you know, very strong connection. The Inyan of Eliyahu, what exactly he's supposed to do, what it's all about, that Mrs. Rambam himself writes, the Inyan of Eliyahu is one of the things that it's not clear by the Nevi'im, it's things that are concealed, and also the Chachamim don't have the Kabbalah tradition exactly what it's all about, if they have machlokesin. These are one of the things that the Rambam says we don't know how it's going to be until it's going to be.
It's definitely not going to be merachik, those that are.
Yeah. So now I just wanted to give a little overview about Dina Vilio Anovi. Just before I get to it, I want to be mavar stam and this idea that the Rambam writes, there's certain things about Mashiach that we don't know how they're going to be until they're going to be. So why is it that way? Why are there in Yonam about Mashiach that we take don't know? In the Chayiv of Zion, everything should have been clearly put out in front of us. So there's two general nekudas here. One answer, the Rebbe gives an answer. The Rebbe says since the coming of Mashiach depends on the situation of the Yidden, if they're in a situation of Zochu or Loi Zochu, if they're in a level that they're, and even in Zochu, even in the state where they're deserving, they're worthy of Mashiach. Based on their avodah, the different levels in Zachon, how refined, how elevated Yidden are. So Mameila, the Eibush didn't want to set the Bias HaMashiach has to happen this way. It all depends, really. Bias HaMashiach, something that depends on the avodah of Yidden. So if Yidden are in such a situation, will happen this way, and that situation will happen that way. That's one beer that the Rebbe gives. That's why also the Moshe, the Rebbe explains an interesting thing, even regarding the third Beis HaMikdash, you know that the Mvu of Yechaskel, even though Yechazkel Navi described the Sit Beis HaMikdash, is also not clear. The Rambam himself writes, says when the Chachamim built the second Beis HaMikdash, so they built it, certain things, certain things in Yechazkel are clear. There's other details that are unclear. So Mamela, that only Mashiach will figure out, or whatever, the different Birim of the Rebbe, what's going to happen with those parts. But when Mashiach will come, if the Debish will send on the Beis HaMikdash, so everything will be clear. But the question is, why are the things about the Beis HaMikdash just not clear? The Rebbe himself says the same answer, because the building of the Beis the building of the Beis HaMikdash depends on the avodah of the Yidden. If the Yidden will be in a higher way, so the Beis HaMikdash will be done in one way. If the Yidden will be in another matzav, Beis HaMikdash will be done differently. That's one meaning. But there's another part also that the Rebbe says, Rebbe explains in the certain places that the fact that certain things about Mashiach that are concealed is because the Inyan of Gula B'chlal is a level which is higher than understanding. The certain Mashal Rebbe says, the Rambam writes at the end of the Rambam that Mashiach will come and will know Dvarim Hastumim, will know the hidden things. I remember spoke about it the past few weeks. So the Rebbe connects it to, the Rebbe says, this is what the Rambam writes, that the things that about Elyonov and Gogumogin, things like that, Dvorim Stumim Hein Eitzel HaNevim, that they're concealed, they're by the Nevim, is connected with the Vyedim Dvorim Astum, which means, seems to me, what the Rebbe is trying to say is that since Mashiach's, these things are Be'etzim, certain things are Be'etzim, we don't know what, in other words, they're in Yonim that are Be'etzim higher than being revealed. The whole idea of the Keitz HaGula, the Rebbe explains, the coming of Mashiach is hidden. The time of the redemption from Mitzrayim was known. They knew it was supposed to be 400 years. Exactly the Cheshvan, the Eibush played around with the Cheshvan, it ended up being 210, not 400. But the general time they knew, Galus Bavel, they knew it was 70. Even then, it wasn't clear, having the Gemara Megillah, the whole thing, how you counted the 70, was mistakes that were made. But the general time was clear. The Gula Asida, it says, Eibush didn't even reveal the Lashon of the Gemara is, that Eibush didn't even to himself, so to say, it's only hidden in his heart. It's not revealed by his mouth. So the Rebbe explains, because the Inyan of Geula is higher than, it's Inyan Sosom, it's Be'etzim an Inyan which is higher than revelation. It's a very, very high level. That's why certain Inyanim about Mashiach, they're not revealed, because these Inyanim that are not revealed reflect the aspect of Mashiach that essentially is higher than understanding, higher than definition. But b'cholayfin, so this is just to give some discussion, something to think about, why there's certain yonim about Mashiach that are not clear. But again, the connection of Elyon Novi with Mashiach, the Rambam writes, we don't know how it's going to be. And as the Rebbe himself said, that it's lav dafka muchrich, it's not necessary that Elyon Novi has to come before Mashiach. But either way, if Elyon Novi doesn't come before Mashiach, Elyon Novi definitely will play a role. Even after Mashiach comes, also have Elyon Novi. Elyon Novi is not going to be hiding in the shadows. There's a role that Elyon Novi will play. I just want to give a little discussion about Eliyahu. I don't know how much I'll be able to cover today. Maybe we'll have to leave the rest for another show. You have, the first time Eliyahu comes into the picture of Negeya, the Gula Sida, at the end of Malachi. Actually, if you think about it, some of Farshim point out, the last Navi was Malachi. Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi, they're the last Nevi'im. Daniel was also a Navi, not the same level of Navi as them. B'chol, Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi are, that period was the end of the Nevi'im. And Malachi, the end of the last Navi, so to say, it finishes off, Hine Enoichi, Shaleich Lechem, Eseliyah HaNavi, that I'm sending you, Eliyahu HaNavi, before the coming of Hashem's great and awesome day. And Apip Shat, some of Farshim point out, Debish is saying that now was the end of the time of the Nevi'im. So it's the period of prophets that you always had. You had later, you had a Baskel, you had Ruach HaKodesh, you had different levels of communication from above, but the prophecy is the way it was in the time of the first Beis HaMikdash, in the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, didn't continue on that same level. So the last Navi says, Debisha says, that even though Nevuah is going to stop, but you should know that before Mashiach comes, I'm going to send a Eliyahu Navi, then I'm going to send a Navi to prepare for Mashiach coming. So what is going to be his job? It says, V'heshi Levavis Abonim, Levonim Aldeyavaisim. I'm sure everyone heard the pasuk, Eliyahu Navi will return the hearts of fathers on children, the hearts of children on their fathers. Penavai, the pasuk says, lest I come and I, Kaseis Kol Aretz Chedem, I'll destroy the whole world.
That's the last word in Malachi.
Yeah, so that's why we repeat the pasuk Hinei Noichi Shaleach, not to finish, in order to finish with a good thing. It's the end of the pasuk. So the Rambam, that's the pasuk we said clearly about Eliyahu Navi. The Rambam writes, if you look at the now, that's in Torah Shebichsav. In Torah Shebal Peh, you have Mishnayis and Masech the Adius. So the last towards the, forget exactly the perek. I think it's towards the end of Adius. It says there that he had all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he has a discussion what Eliyahu Hanavi's job will be. But he uses there the Lashon, and this is Halacha LaMoshe Misinai. It's going back to Moshe Rabbeinu Misinai. So the Rambam explains that although the Nevuah is written down in Malachi, but Moshe Rabbeinu already told Eden about Eliyahu Hanavi. Moshe Rabbeinu told Eden about the Gula and Pashas Nitzavim. Says the Shav, he told him that Eibush Shav Hashem Lekecha Shvuzcha, the Eibush will bring back the Eden. So when he was telling them what's going to lead up to Mashiach, he said there will come a person that will prepare the world for Mashiach, which is Eliyahu Hanavi. So already Moshe Rabbeinu told Eden about Eliyahu Hanavi. L'chayra Adam is bored, open Nemesis is. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu was, for 7 days, Moshe Rabbeinu was arguing out with Abraham if she go on the Shluchas to redeem Eden from Mitzrayim. You have the beginning of Pasha Shmois by the Sneh, back and forth. Rashi explains it was 7 days. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells Abraham, why are you sending me? Shlach Nabiyat Tishloch. Send the messenger you're going to send at the end of days. Who is that? Shlach Nabiyat Tishloch. So Mepharshim explained, that's Eliyahu Hanavi. Mashiach, Eliyahu Hanavi, they go together. But Pcholif and Moshe Rabbeinu was, you're already there. You see how Moshe Rabbeinu knew of Eliyahu Hanavi, so to say, and he was mentioning Eliyahu Hanavi. So we see that the Geula is very much associated with Eliyahu Hanavi. Now, what exactly he is going to do is first of all, it's a matter of debate in Halacha.
So as Gil said, Yankees, I don't know, yeah. Eliyahu Hanavi comes 3 days before Mashiach to prepare the Olam. And the Rebbe spoke about it. The Rebbe said, Mashiach, I Eliyahu Hanavi noch nicht gekommen.
Yeah.
No, Eliyahu Hanavi is coming. Tish b'itaret zefaran von di kashay.
Emes.
Okay, so stop looking at the, I mean, yeah. Talking about Eliyahu Hanavi, so that's what we were told as kids. I mean, Sizichu is gelten.
100%.
And the Rabbi spoke about it, basically.
So, the purpose of Eliyahu Hanavi's coming, the Rambam describes Eliyahu Hanavi's coming, he says a few words. He says, Yamid Navi Liyasha Yisrael Lachim Libam. There will come a Navi, to translate it loosely in English, to straighten out the Jewish people.
The Rambam says it.
The Rambam uses this motion. Lachim Libam, and to prepare their hearts. And then, Ve'inei Bo, what is...
In Hikvas Malachim, Tzum Sofim.
Tzum Sofim, yeah, the Lachim, in Halacha Beis, in the last of the Peret. And he says, he's not, now, you have, just to give you a context, the Rambam is based on Mishnayis and the end of Masechta Avius. There the Mishnayis says that there's an argument what Eliyahu Hanavi will come. So one opinion comes to say that there's some, a lot of the opinions deal that Eliyahu Hanavi is coming to fix up problems with Yichas. Today we don't know what's going on, but I'm saying you had in certain Mishpachas that, you know, weren't supposed to marry into Jewish people, there were certain Chashash of Mamzeris or whatever. And they, so certain mishpachas were forcefully pushed away that they can't marry in. Certain mishpachas were allowed to marry and they weren't allowed to marry in. So one opinion says Eliyahu Hanavi is going to come to make a seder. Which mishpachas, those mishpachas that were not justly thrown out, to bring them back in those. Anyway, one opinion says no, he's going to come l'karav avoloi l'rachik. He's going to come only on a positive note. Those mishpachas that were rejected, that were outcasted, they'll bring them back. But he's not going to come to bring those mishpachas
that were in. Yeah. Tell them you belong.
Then he says, one says, Leila rachik, Leila karev, Elo lahashris ha-machloikas. He's coming to take care of machloikasim. The other opinion says, Kamil asa shalom velam, to make peace in the world, which is similar to the other opinion. And then the chachamim say, that what's the lashon in the psalm? The Chacham say that. Is there a Rambam
here? The Chacham say Lasa Shalom Beilam.
Chacham say Lasa Shalom Beilam.
Which
yeah.
Rambam? The last.
Chacham say Lasa Shalom Beilam. Huh?
Dilchus Malachim, yeah, no.
Yeah, who was that? Anyway, that is what the pasuk says. Then there's another thing which, like you mentioned before, that what the Gemara says in Masechta Edavin, that Eliyahu Hanavi is coming to be mevaser de gula, to tell even about the coming of Mashiach. Now there's a whole, I don't want to get into the lomdas here because it's not, I don't want to have a nickel tulpal over here, and I don't want to get too lost in the shikrach. Yeah. Fine. So the Chacham is saying, yeah, Lasa Shalom Beilam. So now, I don't want to get involved into the Nigla thing that it's, but the Rebbe explains, the famous Hadin of the Rambam, Toshim Mem Zayin, the Rebbe discussed a lot about it. A lot that still needs to be discussed even after the Rebbe Sicha. But the Rebbe if you look throughout the Gemara and the Drashim, you'll see there's many things that we attribute to Eliyahu Hanavi, what Eliyahu Hanavi will do. First of all, you have, everyone probably heard, Yehimunach HaTshiyav Eliyahu, when there's somebody, Agmaisim, Agneva, Adamai, something, you don't know what to do with it, if who you should return it to, whatever it is, or you've found something, you don't know what to return it to, what do you do with it? So it says, Yehimunach HaTshiyav Eliyahu, you leave until Eliyahu Hanavi come, he'll take care, he'll let everyone know, you know, where, whatever.
Who does it belong to?
Who does it belong to? You have al darach that you have when it comes to nyanim in Torah. When it comes to sfeikus in Torah, everyone knows that from some learned in cheder when it says teiku in Gemara, teiku means I guess it's a sof, whatever exactly what your tach is. So bliven by yasof, however you tach a gepshutei, that everyone knows the famous hashetev is teiku is tishbi taris kushis vi boys. But Eliyahu Hanavi will come and answer all the questions. Al darach that there's various medrashim that discuss different pulas that Eliyahu Hanavi will do. There's also, we know that there's the famous Maimer Chazal about there's 10 that Pinchas Ben Yoris says. Maimer Chazal, some have it in the end of Masechta Seita, I think it's in a few places, different Gersois. Zrizus Mevila, they, there's 10 level steps of holiness. You know, there's a 12 step program. There's the 10 steps that are Pinchas Ben Yoel. So they're being cleanliness leads to this, and this leads to that, and holiness leads to purity, whatever it is. And he ends off that this leads to Tchias HaMeisim. Tchias HaMeisim leads to Eliyahu HaNochim. So, there's different ways of learning that Gemara. So there's different ways of learning the Gemara. So some people explain that Eliyahu HaNochim will come before Tchias HaMeisim. Pshat is that Eliyahu HaNochim will come before Tchias HaMeisim. Some other people learn that Eliyahu HaNavi will be the first one to stand up by Tchias HaMeisim. We all learn that Eliyahu HaNavi is Bechal not together Meis, he's together Chai. But those who disagree with that, so he'll be the first one, but maybe I'll leave that for a little bit later. But when there's a number of things we see that we're told, we know every Jewish child, he waits the night of Pesach for Eliyahu HaNavi to come and tell him to be Mavasa de Geula. You have kam in yonim that certain things it says in the Midrashim, Eliyahu HaNavi, for some places it says Eliyahu HaNavi will anoint Mashiach as Mashiach. It says you need to have Mashiach, and every melech needs to have a Navi. It says that a true melech, in order to be anointed, you need to have a Sanhedrin and a Navi. So Eliyahu, there's a lashon the Ramban, he says that Mashiach will be anointed by Eliyahu HaNavi. You have in other places it's explained that Tchias HaMeisim will happen through Eliyahu HaNavi. Like I just mentioned the Gemara. From those places doesn't mention clearly Mashiach, it says Eliyahu HaNavi. You have some places it says that certain things, the Moshul, the who's going to reveal where the Arun is hidden. The Arun HaBris with the Luchas and all these things, going to be Eliyahu HaNavi. Kamu v'kamu nyonim and Medrashim, you see that are associated with Eliyahu HaNavi. And the Gula, the Fatih Gula. Before I get to that, I just want to say there's two nukudas I want to speak about by the shir. Just one nukud al chazir avort in the Rebbe, the Hadr and Tavshim and Zayin, and then discuss a little bit more about what is exactly the role of Eliyahu HaNavi. That's sikh of the Rebbe. The Rebbe says a very interesting way of looking at it. The chiddush of the Rebbe, the Rebbe looks at it as a bepashtus, but the Rebbe says, how could you have an argument what Eliyahu HaNavi is supposed to do? You can't have an argument in mitzvahs. You can't have an argument about what is going to happen. You can have an argument about what should be the halacha. What if you have two people? If this piece of meat should be kosher today, if you could have one person says azoy, one person says azoy. You could have a dispute, an inin in stvar, inin in understanding. You can have two opinions. We're not going to have a machlokes in mitzvahs. What Eliyahu HaNavi will do? So the Rebbe says like this. The Rebbe says it's b'chal not a machlokes in mitzvahs. The Rebbe says everyone agrees that Eliyahu HaNavi will do all these things. Everything that they're arguing about, everyone agrees that Eliyahu HaNavi will do them. The question just is like this. Eliyahu HaNavi did many, many things. There's many things Eliyahu HaNavi did before he went up Lamaila. He had the story with the Achav, with the Moshe Harei Kamel, the famous story when there was the whole thing. Eliyahu HaNavi built him his Beach, and he made a contest with the Yidden, with the Nevi HaBaal, and whichever one of fire will come from heaven. And everyone said, Hashem u'alekim, Hashem u'alekim. That was Eliyahu HaNavi. There's certain things that Eliyahu, I'm adding these words into the sikh. I'm saying there's certain things that Eliyahu HaNavi did, even after he went up, the certain stories you have that Eliyahu HaNavi did, v'chulu v'chulu. And then you have those things that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to do that are done directly as this is his shlichus, this is his mission connected with the Gula. So the Rebbe says, when Eliyahu HaNavi is going to do all these things, the argument is not what he's going to do. The argument is which of these things that he's going to do is the mission that he's being sent to do, which is connected with Mashiach. Which this inyan is in them bashtei, this is the direct preparation, so to say, or this is the shlichus, which is directly associated with the coming of Mashiach. So this is what they're arguing about. One person understands, and the Rebbe gives a very interesting thing. The Rebbe says the different tanoim that are arguing about, the Rebbe says the idea of Geula, the idea of redemption, different people based on their experiences could understand the whole idea of Geula differently. And that's a very motivative thing about it. It says different Tanoim, someone that suffered more from physical persecution. So for him, Geula is taken more in the light of redemption, physical persecution. Someone was gestanden in an andere Maim de Mato, he had a different experience. To him, he understands the idea of Geula to take care of other problems in life. So the whole idea of Geula is, in a certain sense, is everything will be fixed. So the question is, what exactly is the idea of Geula, which is the Indian that the Torah is telling us about the Geula? And therefore, the Rebbe is not Meirich so much in that part, but the Rebbe is more Meirich, the Rebbe more focuses on how it reflects back on the mission of Elyon Navi. What aspects that Elyon Navi will do are the aspects which are directly associated with Mashiach. And that's what they're arguing about. This one says this, this one says that. Yichus, this type of Yichus, that type of Yichus, to make peace. And then the Rebbe says, and there's another opinion that says that all those things will, are true, they're going to happen. It's not the main job of Elyon Navi. The main job of Elyon Navi is one thing, to come right before Mashiach comes, and to tell us, from Antra Medrash Mashiach, Mamash Yom Echad. Some Medrashim say, Taka, 3 days. In the Gemara, the Nerevim, it's one day before Mashiach comes, at least according to what some of us learn, that before that he'll come to be Mavasa the Gula, tell the Yidden Atat Kut Mashiach and be ready. Everything else he'll do, but that's not the Indian that's Mamash associated with the Gula. So that just to give a holistic understanding of all these things that people are arguing about, Enochanami, they're true, but that's not going to be the main job of Elyon Navi. Another word that Rebbe says in the Ha'ar over there, that Rebbe says, it could also be there'll be different tkufas. Says, Elyon Navi at one time will focus when he'll come, but there'll be some time, some extension of time. Some beginning he'll focus on one thing, then later he'll focus on another thing. The first tkufa is not that directly connected, or other nyonim, then will be the nyonim that are connected, Ma'am, should be as a Mashiach. So that is a very sadistic avoid that the Rebbe spoke about, which is a lot more room for Bapulim, but that's not, I don't want to get into any Bapulim here. Now what is, just the main thing I wanted to discuss really is, what is the need and the role of Eliyahu HaNavi? You can ask a very big klotz kasha, L'chayda, what do you need Eliyahu HaNavi? Aren't you going to have Mashiach?
Him, you mean?
Huh?
Mutar Eliyahu HaNavi.
Yeah, Mashiach is going to be a very talented person. Mashiach will obviously be L'chayda more talented than Eliyahu HaNavi. Won't Mashiach be able to take care of all the problems? So, what I'm saying now, I'm being maktim, I'm saying clearly, it's my own, huh?
The practical question.
Very big practical question. So the truth is, and again, I'll be maktim, I'll say again, based on what I said above, we don't know all these things about Eliyahu HaNavi are not perfectly clear. Mainly, it's not necessary that it's not, you don't have to say, it doesn't have to be that he will definitely come before Mashiach. Mashiach could come even without Eliyahu HaNavi. And there's a number of ways of understanding it. One simple way of understanding it, as the Rebbe said, brought down one of the thing was the Urim, the Tumim, the crazy place, he writes that this fact Mashiach Eliyahu HaNavi coming before Mashiach comes is only when Mashiach comes be'itav, Mashiach comes in a set time. And the time that Mashiach comes achishena, he comes, in other words, he comes in a miraculous way, when everything is speeded up, then everything, I mean, Bechal, another place explained that everything will then be miraculous, but then you don't have to wait for Eliyahu HaNavi to come. Mashiach will come without Eliyahu HaNavi. So the whole coming of Eliyahu HaNavi before Mashiach is not a necessary stage. So, and we also, even according to the Rambam, he will come, the Rebbe says we don't know what stage of Mashiach he's going to come. Is he going to come before Mashiach starts doing anything? Is he going to, because there's many stages. Again, it gets, I don't want to get into any pulling, but there's different, from different places it could be understood, there's different stages of when he could come. It's not even clear when he's going to come. Moshe, a very simple thing, Rabbi Akiva thought that Koichu was Mashiach. I, Eliyahu HaNavi, didn't come. So obviously he understood that either Eliyahu HaNavi didn't have to come yet for him to establish Rakech as Mashiach. Just one dogma that when and how and if he'll come is something which we don't know until it's going to happen.
The biggest question is from the Rambam.
Now one word, huh? The Rambam himself says Mevesnish.
Yeah, but the Rambam himself says that if he's going to come before or not.
The Rebbe learns Pshat, that's the way the Rebbe learns. There's different ways of learning, but L'chayra Zay Kumtais. Not you don't. Okay, the Rambam doesn't say you don't know. The Rambam says it could either come before Goy Gomogging or before Bia Samashiach. So first of all, the shaila is of Goy Gumagik is before Vyasa Mashiach, after Vyasa Mashiach. Second shaila is if the drama holds Goy Gumagik is Mukhrich to happen. It's not Mukhrich to happen. He doesn't have to, I don't want to get into the whole, there's a few ways of learning here Pshat. Abuchalei, from what is the role?
Ramam's raya that Mashiach doesn't have to do all in the Mashiach, all because of Rakib in the Bakechva.
Right.
That's the whole raya.
Right.
In other words, that he learns from what happened by Bakechva. I mean, Rakiva as a raya of what has to happen by
right.
And if Eliyahu didn't come.
But Bakrecha didn't finish his job yet.
Okay, so that's the answer. So from
the Rambam is Mashal, Eliyahu will come before Mashiach's final victory. But even there, again, there's different ways of learning the Rambam. I don't want to get lost in the pool. Besides, I'm calling clerk, But I wanted to say one word. What is the role Eliyahu HaNavi is playing over here? The way it seems, from certain, there's one sikh of the Rebbe which gives some understanding of what the role Eliyahu HaNavi is going to play. The Rebbe has a famous sikh, tonight it's Taskislev, it's Man Grama. The Rebbe has a famous sikh, it's Taskislev, Tav Shem Amvav. It's printed in Kodei Sikhas Chela Klam, it's Taskislev. The Rebbe has a whole sikh, he's discussing why did we have to go through Taskislev. The Rebbe says that there's a whole sort of Pinchas Karitzer, one of the students of the Baal Shem Tov, which he didn't hold, like the Maggid was revealing Chassidus, he was a bit upset, he felt the Maggid was revealing too much. So nice, he went into the bathroom once and he found a Blatl Chassidus laying in the bathroom, and he came out holding the Blatl Chassidus, and the Rebbe already realized what's going on, and he was afraid that Pinchas Karitzer's Beda, his being upset, is going to affect the Maggid upstairs. So he said, he brought a marshal, famous marshal, we all know of a king's son that was deathly ill, and the only remedy was to take the crown jewel of the crown of the king and to grind it up and mix it with water and to try to pour it on the king's lips, son's lips, maybe some things will go in. So even though everything spills all over the place, the king says it's kedai. And the marshal was, despite the fact that some chassidus ended up in the bathroom, it's all kedai, it'll be to save the Yidden. And Pinchas Karitzer heard that it was in the scalpel, and it says that was mavat, that took away the kitrug lamayel. So what was the whole thing of Yutas Kislev? So the Rebbe said, so why did Alter Rebbe go through the whole thing of Yutas Kislev again? So the Rebbe explains that what Alter Rebbe was told, in order to save the Yidden, you don't have to explain Chassidus with all Arichas. You could say a few vertlach, you know, like Polish Chassidus style, like Alter Rebbe, maybe, you know, the early, you know, vertlach. That Rebbe decided not just to say Chassidus enough to inspire the crowd, to keep them in touch, you know, that they should still keep Teremitis, but to say Ariches, to say Chassidus with full lengthly explanations and everything. So that became a whole kitrug. What's going on over here? Mela, if you need to save the sons, the son of the king, we could understand. But here, you're explaining Chassidus, it's not necessary to...
The Rebbe said it.
The Rebbe spoke during the court case on this forum. So the Rebbe says, because Chassidus is a preparation via some Mashiach. And before Mashiach comes, we have to already prepare for that time. So Mela, the Rebbe says, since when Mashiach will come, the whole occupation world will only be Lodasas Hashem, to know Hashem. So it's not enough just to give up his Vertlach to inspire the crowd. You need to prepare them for Mashiach, so they need to have full-on Chassidus. So the Rebbe says in order, that's the reason why Eliyahu HaNavi is needed to come, because in order that there shouldn't be a sudden change, all of a sudden everyone is being Oisik L'dayas Hashem, you need to have, so to say, a gradual change. Not that Mashiach has to come in a gradual way, but that the way how the world is in the times of Mashiach, there has to be a gradual change. So anyway, so Eliyahu HaNavi's coming, in a certain sense, I just want to finish off quickly, is that in order when Mashiach comes, and Achanam Mashiach will do very major things, but in order that Mashiach's coming, you shouldn't like, you know, I guess to say, zap the world. So Eliyahu HaNavi will be more, you know, to prepare the Kalim, so to say, for Mashiach's coming. So there's more to be mindful. So main thing is the Lubin, the Golam Midas Arslan, take up from Yad Mam.